Now we will turn to our first witness, Mr. Todd Mortensen, for 5 minutes. Mr. Mortensen, you may begin.
Good morning. My name is Todd Mortensen. My wife Deb and I, along with our sons Quinn and Jack, live on a ranch in Stanley County, South Dakota, along the Cheyenne River. I am a member of the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and today I'm representing cattle producers from across the country. Thank you, Chairman Rounds and Ranking Member Booker, for allowing me to testify on circular reporting for agriculture and the importance of the Farm Act. Farmers and ranchers truly are America's original environmentalists. We care more than anyone about the land that we manage, because the environmental quality of our operations directly impacts not only the health of our livestock, but the water we drink and the air we breathe. I work hard to implement management practices that improve the environmental sustainability of my ranch, so that someday I can pass it on to my sons. For example, we move cattle to the uplands during the summer months, allowing increased native plant growth and decreased sediment flow through the ranch creeks. While I fully support best management practices that improve environmental quality, I cannot support needless requirements that burden the agricultural community while providing no benefit. A prime example of this is the burdensome reporting requirement under CERCLA, which requires farmers and ranchers to report manure odors to multiple federal agencies for emergency response coordination. Let me say that again, because the absurd bears repeating. CERCLA reporting requires farmers and ranchers to report manure odors to the federal government so that the federal government can coordinate an emergency response to manure odors. On my pasture-based cow-calf operation, I manage 1,295 cows on 19,000 acres. Because my cattle are so spread out, the concentration of emissions is extremely low. But CERCLA does not consider concentration, only release. It makes no difference whether my cattle are spread over 10 acres or 10,000 acres. If my cattle emit over 100 pounds of ammonia or hydrogen sulfide per day, I am required to report their emissions to the Coast Guard and the EPA. It's clear that Congress never intended for CERCLA to govern agricultural manure odors. The EPA understands this and in 2008 exempted agricultural operations from CERCLA reporting requirements. While the exemption was put in place by the George W. Bush administration, it was defended in court by the Obama administration. In defending the exemption, the Obama EPA argued that Congress did not include an exemption for manure emissions because they never dreamed that these low-level emissions would fall into the possible realm of regulation. However, in April 2017, environmental groups won their lawsuit and the D.C. Circuit Court eliminated these important exemptions. When the mandate issues in May, nearly 200,000 farmers and ranchers will be required to report low-level manure odors to the federal government. Reporting is no simple task. It is a three-step process that requires at minimum 1 year to complete. The first step is an initial call to the Coast Guard, the agency tasked with coordinating emergency response for the nation's hazardous emergencies, such as oil spills and chemical explosions. The Coast Guard is on record stating that these reports don't help them at all. In fact, they only hurt their ability to respond to environmental and public health emergencies. For quotes from the Coast Guard's declaration to the D.C. court, you can see my written testimony. In summary, the Coast Guard indicated that early calls in November from some livestock operations increased wait times to report emergency releases by up to 2 hours. The initial call is followed by two written reports to the EPA sent over the span of 1 year. These reports required detailed information regarding my cattle's emissions, information that I simply do not have. Research in this area is limited, to say the least. Only two land-grant universities have done research to establish an emissions calculator, and as a pasture-based producer, there is no available science to meet the statutory burden. It should also be noted that this reporting requirement is not a one-and-done obligation. Anytime I decide to increase the size of my herd, I'm required to start the process all over again. To clarify these exemptions, Congress needs to change the law to reflect its intent that livestock producers are exempt from CERCLA reporting requirements. The Farm Act, introduced just a couple of weeks ago, provides the relief that livestock owners and first responders need under CERCLA and has the same bipartisan support exhibited under the Bush and Obama administrations. CERCLA is one of our most important environmental statutes, providing the tools we need to effectively clean up releases that harm both the environment and public health. Unfortunately, we all know that environmental agencies are given low priority at both federal and state level. The Farm Act will ensure that precious time and monetary resources are not siphoned from important cleanup efforts to address a paperwork requirement with no environmental or public health benefit. As May 1st quickly approaches, only Congress can ensure that the agricultural community is protected from this reporting burden. The reliability of our emergency response coordination is maintained, and the integrity of the Superfund law is not degraded. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your support of the Farm Act.